views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to be back. And we've got a loaded show again today. There's just so much going on with energy shift, what we have to experience, and I just don't want to miss any of it. What a time to be alive. What a time to experience life and to grow and ascend with it. So, of course, we work with the angels on everything we talk about, but I also look at the esoteric astrology and what the soul's purpose, and just focusing where some of the astrology is lining up on what's going on, what's pulling our soul to go in a certain direction. Well, today we're tapping in and we're working with Archangel Shamuel. And this angel, if you're not familiar with this angel, it's a great angel for kind of like advice. I mean, all of them are, but when I think of this angel, it calms things down when you feel anxiety or overload, or you feel like you're just doing too many things at once, or there's just too many choices and the overwhelm comes in. I really like this angel for that reason. Because, you know, how do I say it? Whenever Shamuel comes around, there's a calming. It just feels calm. It slows the pace down. I feel like I can catch my breath. There's always a soft pastel type of yellow, like a gentle sun color, not the harsh orangey color, just the soft, almost yellow-white color that I feel with this angel. And it's just very gentle, very, very gentle. So I really like this angel when there's big things going on, big change. And October is a new beginning month. It's new. It's the new everything. You know, we've been working, and September was finalizing some energy. October is where it all starts to fall into place. Now, the focus today is we've been working hard this whole time. I mean, really not just this year, but especially this year. We've been working really hard. And this is when you can start to put some pieces together. The puzzle pieces start to fit. You start to see some things that make sense, why things played out the way they did, why things had to change or fall away, and why new things are happening, or even the challenges, even the positives. And we start to plan and build that next layer. We've been building what you would call a foundation for this whole month, or this whole year, really. It's just been building a stronger foundation for a newer direction in life. Now we take it to the next level. And the thing is, everybody has this opportunity. It's not just people that, you know, oh, okay, I'm spiritual, so I'm going to do this. It's not like that. Some are going to be more aware and, you know, they're doing this, but really everybody will probably feel this in some way or not. And it does not have to be a negative. That's the thing. None of them do. Sometimes we respond that way because it's new. We don't understand it. So an auto response that's kind of a program within us is like, what does that mean? What's going to happen? And we don't want to start, we don't want to keep feeling that way. I mean, that wears me out, trying to be worried about every little thing. So we have a lot going on. So I want to say hello quickly to the YouTube chat people. They're already showing up. They show up before we even start. So you guys, I love that. That means you're ready for this, and I look forward to seeing you there. So I want to say hello. We had David. We have Karen. We have Kelly. Welcome to the show, every one of you. And we have some email bag. We are also going to talk about what this angel's insights are and how we work with this energy for October. We're also going to look at the Venus retrograde, which rolls in on October 5th, which is what, tomorrow? Hello. What does that mean? Okay, yeah. When Venus goes retrograde, you usually feel it a little bit, whether you realize it or not, because this one, you know, Venus focuses with finance, relationships, you know, the beauty of life. I mean, that is just what Venus is, you know, and also sensitivity, the heart opens up. So if you've been noticing, and that's what I want to ask you guys, have you been noticing that you might be feeling a little more sensitive or a little more emotional recently, or a little bit quicker to be set off, or something affects you quicker? Don't be hard on yourself. Just acknowledge, you know, yeah, you know, things that, you know, I'm usually okay with that. And all of a sudden I just feel like everything bothers me or upsets me too much. That could be this opening up of the heart chakra. The heart, when you open that heart and it's not closed off, you're going to feel all of life, the good, the bad, the emotional, the not, you know, you're going to feel it all. That's the thing. We came here to experience everything. We don't want to be afraid to feel all the emotions. They're all over the place. You may see some people not handling that so well. And that's why I love that Shamuel came in for this month, because it's like, calm down. He comes in with this, calm down, take a deep breath. We're going to take this one step at a time. That's what I love about Shamuel. Whenever there was guidance about a business decision or relationship or anything in my life that I had going on, Shamuel was like, let's take this one step at a time so we can see it clearly so you don't feel overwhelmed. And that's what this angel does. So it's a great angel for this month because those emotions could be on edge a little bit. But that's not a bad thing. The reason that's coming up with Venus is because they need to come up so we can see things for what we need to shift or change. So if we've been working really hard this whole year, and now we can finally implement and build up and grow into the next layer on top of the foundation we've built, what does that mean? Why would we have our heart open up? That's because we need to feel and see clearly, where is the joy leaking out of our life? Do we have joy? Do we have relationships that are healthy, or do we not? Or are we missing it somewhere? Venus, that's important. You know, it's like, are you enjoying life? Are you enjoying the journey? And sometimes even with the journey being challenging, you can still feel joy, even though you might be going through a tough one. I know that sounds kind of like, how could you do that? Well, you can actually. You can be in general a joyful, happy, you're in your happiness. You're content with your life and your journey. Life will still happen. It will have the ups and downs. It's how we're, you know, responding and what we're doing with it. And that glass half full or that glass half empty approach will make a huge difference. So these types of things are where Venus is going to really kind of help you have some introspect, because a retrograde is, you know, kind of reviewing back. It will make you feel like, okay, let's review how we're doing. So if you were to look at everything you've been doing for this entire year, what was it that you were putting a lot of effort into for goals? What is your goals that you are trying to reach? What we're doing with this energy in October is we're not coming up with a brand new one as much as we are going to build on what we've learned from everything that we've gone through so far. Okay. So, in you know, like if you were working on a project, you may have tried a few ways and, okay, that didn't work so well. So you go back to the drawing board and you work out a different plan. As you try something and if it works or doesn't work, you gain experience. That's a good example of how this energy would work for you in this. So you're not really throwing out your dreams, the things that you've been working so hard on, like, oh, that's, forget it. No. You're going to learn from the challenges that you experienced. You're going to learn from the things that did work. You're going to learn, okay, last time I tried it that way, that wasn't really great. So let's try something else. You're going to build on that experience. You're going to build on that. So we're building this brand new thing. When you do that, this month is going to bring in all these new opportunities to keep building what you already have in motion. You see, building on what you already have in motion. So that's a big deal. Now, I like this. I just like this whole energy about this. Now, we also have a new moon on October 8th. Okay. So the new moon is in, what was it in? I think it was in Libra. So that one is the one working with the Venus that will help you get organized, will help you like, okay, let me look at my financial plan. Let me see what I have going on here. It's not to be fretting about it. It's more to structure, strengthen, stabilize, okay? You're gonna strengthen these things. Samuel was, I mean, one of the best things he did was he said, you know, when this starts to become, whoa, okay, now I'm nervous, I can't decide, or I'm kind of scared to go out on that limb. I've never tried that before. Out of the comfort zone thing, that's one of the things that I want to bring up Samuel about, because when you know that that brand new thing is really the way you need to go, and it just is there, and it hasn't really gone away, and you've been like, I don't know, do I really want to do that? Samuel can help you not become overwhelmed, not to feel nervous, not to freak out, and just calmly take it one step at a time. He'll also help you. I say he, but it's a gentle energy. It's not like strong, like, you know, like defender, like Michael. It's a very calming, soothing energy when Samuel is around. Think about it for a moment, because if you just think about this angel and ask this angel to come close to you and allow you to feel his energy, you'll see what I mean. You just feel like, oh, okay. It's like R&R, but you're going to accomplish so much. You're not going to be drained by the task, you know, that's, I don't know how many pages long that you have all these to-dos, you know. You'll actually accomplish more. You won't find yourself run down, and it will work for you. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in deeper. If you have questions, you want to throw them out in the chat. Everybody's joining us over there. We have a couple more that showed up. Kelly and Raven, hello to you over in YouTube chat. So they're over there. We are also live streaming on Facebook through Transformation Talk Radio, and I've shared that on my Facebook 2 pages if you're connected that way. It's also on my website if you just want to go there. It's right embedded right on the talk show page. We are going to take the quick break. When we come back, we're going to start diving in to how this angel can help us with October and how this is a fantastic opportunity. And it's like we've all graduated to the next class. So we're all brand new classmates in this brand new level in October. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, let's dive in. We're talking about Archangel Shamuel and how this beautiful angel can help you with the energy of October. Now, we quickly went over a few of those things in the first segment. So let's break it down a little bit. First of all, that Venus retrograde, okay? That heart opening, the heart chakra. Okay, another thing that I am noticing. So let me take a couple of these questions quickly. I'll do one from the email and one from the chat. From the chat, we have, Kelly is saying, I'm not sure if this is connected to Venus going retrograde in Scorpio, but I've been getting an influx of psychic flashes and headaches. Could also be the veil thinning. Either way, super cool. Well, Kelly, if it makes you feel any better, in the last week I've had exactly the same thing. It almost felt like I was trying to get sick, like my entire body was detoxifying some sort of energy. It was really strange. I mean, I thought, wow, what's going on? But it was all energetic. As soon as it was here, it was gone. But I had nights where just constant flashes, or I was feeling and picking things up during the day. Lots of things like that. Headaches, yes, that would be feeling and adjusting and acclimating. So these are there are a lot of times lumped into a category called the ascension symptoms. But whenever a full moon, like, you know what, almost 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago, when we had the full moon, you know, it's always super thin near a full moon anyway. And now as we ascend and we are moving up in frequency, it will feel thinner anyway. It's going to stay that way. There's like a connection that we're going to be feeling more of with other dimensions. It will be easier. It will be part of our life, not so separated and so far away. I love that. You know, and for some people that felt very disconnected, or maybe they didn't even believe in any of that. Okay. And now all of a sudden they're feeling things. They don't know, you know, what's going on with that. But if you've been working on it, don't be so surprised when your body, the way it works for me, let me explain it this way. Whenever it goes to a new level, there's always something else that needs to be detoxed off. That's what it feels like. It's an energy clearing off. So as you move up, you've got to drop one layer of that dense energy or weight so it will you can lift and it's freer. I notice that every time there's a big surge of new frequencies coming in, or I go on a big leap into more awakening or deeper soul growth or awareness, as I grow as a soul, sometimes it'll go leaps and bounds, and then, whoa, I have some detoxing to do. So I kind of like, okay, that was a lot. So now I just dove into the deep end. Let me just catch up with that. It's okay to do that. You can say, okay, whoa. And you want to understand it. So she's, Kelly is saying she's very aware of the things that she's feeling. You know, she's picking up on it. I wouldn't try to overanalyze it. Just let it come and flow in and out. You may even pick up some things about people you know or around your environment. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to say anything. You will know there's a nudge for that. But in general, I don't go there unless somebody has asked me to, because I respect privacy. That's what I do personally. I found that to be the best answer just about every time for me. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Don't get overloaded like you are responsible for everything. Be careful of that one if there's any kind of empathic, you know, vibe there. So let's go over to an email. We have this from Karen. Karen writes, "Hi, Jen. Very recently, I noticed a lot lined up. New home, a job, all seemed well. Then the resistance showed up. The job didn't fit right, so I backed off of it. As I am healing and resting from an injury, I feel more calm than panic." There's your clue right there. So remember that. You feel more calm than panic. "It feels like I'm still in alignment with everything. Can you ask my angels if this rest period is part of their plan for me? Thank you." First of all, let me just tweak the last sentence a little bit for perspective. Honestly, we create our plan, okay? We create our plan. They support our plan. So, it's not like I'm trying to correct your sentence. I just wanted to be a clarification on that. The beauty in that is if they're supporting what we create and we're the ones that are the co-creator of our life like that, what a beautiful empowerment when you realize, oh, it's not like I'm just subject to whatever's been planned for me. You have the power to plan. Now, the calm part that I said, hang on to that thought. For me personally, whenever I'm in a crazy situation that looks like, oh my gosh, that's the craziest thing ever. In the 3D world, that looks like an insane problem, like the job, like she's talking about. But I have a calm inside and I'm just knowing, I don't know, this just feels right. You want to trust that. That calm within is what you want to listen to. The resting from the injury. Yeah, this is a reflective time for you. Sometimes it's not like we go out to try to hurt ourselves or anything, but sometimes these little mishaps can be a very welcomed asset, very welcome blessing, believe it or not. I know you're recovering, and I don't mean that, but I mean, it gave you time to step back so you could review. What a great time to do that in this energy. Now you can review, okay, this is where I've been. This is where I've been going. Is that what I still want to do, or do I want to tweak that? You have opportunity to tweak your plan. That's a very good one. It's your plan, and they support your beautiful plan, Karen. So I hope that that helps you. But yes, if this feels peaceful and right to you, then yes, this is good for you right now. So you have time to process and change some things if you want to. If you don't, it's more like a building confidence in what you know is right for you. You felt calm. So that's a big one right there. I love that when you wrote that, because that's important to pay attention to. I've always noticed that when there's a calm inside of me, no matter if the roof's blowing off or it's crazy and the walls are falling down around you, I know it's going to be fine. This is okay. I know for everybody else might be freaking out, but it doesn't matter. I know deep inside it's going to be okay. I may not know for a few months. I may not know for a year, but it has always worked out if I listen to that calm. So that's the answer to that one. So let's go into, let's see, we have anything else. We have Candace arriving. Hello, Candace. Oh, you were like the last one to the party today. She's saying, better late than never. I know. We have early birds. We have people that it's like they're waiting. And you know what? That makes me feel good. That means you're ready for this every week too. So I appreciate you guys showing up. We have a great crowd that shows up over in YouTube if you ever want to go and hang out. And by the way, a few weeks ago, I had said, you know, all the live chat disappears. But if you ever wanted to see the conversations, you can in the archives over on YouTube. It doesn't show up anywhere else, but they do let you see it over there. So if you wanted to see what was going on during a live show, you could do it over there. So, okay, this energy, let's go into this. Now, we had Venus going retrograde tomorrow. It's going to be like 2 months, October and November. So it's really going to bring up the relationships, the focus. You're looking at the rose relationships, and this is something that I really want you to hear, and I kind of brushed on it at the beginning. Relationships, finance, anything that you have a connection to, okay, not just romance. It could be whatever you feel connected to. Is it still working for you? It's going to highlight if it is or isn't. It's going to highlight either way. That, yeah, and I want you to know that it will let you see this is incredible. Stay with this. Wow, no, let that fall away. That needs to move on. And when it may be a person or a group or something like that, that's okay. It's not like I got to get rid of that person that's driving me. It's not like that. They have a journey that may not be going in the same direction as you. So why hold each other up? Let everybody be. And, you know, sometimes we like to make it about, okay, they did this and they did that. The blame game's getting really old, but we've got to start looking at what we can have empowerment with, what we can do for ourselves. So as we build, now remember, I was telling you, we have a foundation that we've built. All your dreams, all your hopes, what you've been working on. Okay, you've been working on this for a while now. That's what this energy will help you do. This sensitivity, the heart chakra opening. Why is that? Because love needs to be at the center. Divine love. Not just, okay, romance. Guys, listen to me. What is love? Love is the energy that heals everything. It's the most powerful energy known. I don't know anything stronger. Love is an amazing energy. It's a highest frequency. Okay, it cannot coexist where hate is. Think about it. Okay, light, dark, it's the opposites. But choosing love, love for the self, you can do that. And when you're tapping into your heart-centered choices, this is about heart-centered choices now. We talked about this for a good year or so. Kind of we're learning how to do that heart-centered choice versus, you know, the mind. okay, the ego side, when our heart is passionate about something and it truly wants to make a change in an area, gosh, you know, I mean, think about this. It doesn't have to be huge all the time. It could be that you just love gardening and you really want to put a garden in your backyard. Well, then why haven't you done it? Some people say, I don't have a yard. Wow. Well, okay, maybe that becomes a bigger problem. I mean, I don't have a big one either. I've got stuff in pots all over the place. I do. Because I love it. I used to have a lot of, you know, space, but not right now. And so I organic garden in a pot. So what I'm saying is you find a way. You find a way to stay connected to those things that are important to you. Now, if you sit there and you just shoot it down, I can't because of this, and I can't because of that, and I can't because of this, basically you're canceling out a dream that you really want in your life. So if you were to put this out and put it out there like, okay, this is what I really want to accomplish. What is it that I always think about what I want? Then look at those negatives, and we're going to look for a way to cancel out the negatives with a positive. Okay, you might want to cross a word out. You would be surprised how much power of energy this has when you do something like that, because you got it reflecting right back at you, and you can see where you're knocking it all out. And you just take little steps. You just say, you know what? I do want to move, or I do want that other job, or I do want to start doing something on the side to supplement my income or whatever. Well, then why haven't you? If there's always an excuse why you haven't, that's something you're going to be researching with your heart this month. Heads up, you will, because that's what it's going to show you. This is where the problem is. This is what's causing it. Because as soon as you listen to your heart, now you open the floodgates for all the opportunities to build. That's the new opportunities that can come in with the new moon and that other energy in the second half of the month. You're going to have all this opportunity, but not if you keep canceling it out. So that's a thing there. So let me go back here to chat. We have David saying, so this would be a good time to make decisions on whether or not to take the next step in a relationship. Yeah, I would say so. Or maybe just accept things as this is as good as it gets. Okay. Oh, wait, you know, I feel a lot of vibe with that, David. But you know what? There's obviously with a relationship, there's more than one person involved, because what one person may want, does the other person want that too? You're looking at reevaluating. Absolutely. Yeah, this is a good month to really look at that. If you listen to the heart, if you really, let me put it this way, it's going to show you the truth of a situation. Don't be afraid to see that. And this is for everybody. That was a good one he brought up. With this energy, because the Venus energy is strong when it's retrograde, and you usually do feel it. But that means both parties would feel it. Both sides would feel it. And then it's like, okay, this is going to show the truth of it, not the what we want everybody to see. And then you'll know what you want to do. You'll know whether to just leave it as is or move forward. Yes, I would say October and November for that, because the Venus is going to be strong in those 2 months. This is review, reflect, not necessarily make a final decision. Review, reflect on any of your connections in life. Do they support you? Is there joy flowing in, or is it draining your joy? Those are the two things right there that are very important to look at with the Venus energy for this month. Samuel was saying, hang on now. Take it slow, steady, and don't turn your head away from looking at what it reveals to you with the truth. It'll also show you inner truths about yourself, like what you really want. Is it what you thought? Or, maybe I was kidding myself? Or, no, I really do feel this way. This is what I want. It will show all of those different aspects. So this is kind of a big deal this month. It absolutely is. So I'm going to take a quick break, guys. If you have more questions, just keep putting them right in the chat. These are great questions, guys. It really does help. Now, when we come back, I want to go a little bit more into the new moon as well and how it's tying into this Venus energy. The Venus energy is going to be one of the stronger ones you feel this month, because of how it's opening up the heart chakra. You want to do your clearing, your cleansing, your grounding, all that good stuff. But now, if it's working with this new momentum of this other energy, how does that work? So we're going to move into that half of it when we come back from break. If you have any questions, just put them out there. Let me know. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. You might be watching the video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to the show. What are we talking about? We're talking about the energy of October, the Venus retrograde that is coming in tomorrow, October 5th, and it will be here October, November-ish. And we also have a new moon that has some interesting expansive energy flowing our way. So to wrap up, before we move on to the new moon, we were talking about Venus retrograde. It is really going to bring some focus on, let me put it this way, pay attention through the next month where the joy is, where it isn't. Pay attention. It's about improving our connections so they are joyful, loving connections with everything we do, whether it's what you love to do as your job, whether your hobbies, that's a connection. You love to walk in nature, your connection with that, a connection with a romantic relationship. Yes, your connection with financial health, all of it. It's going to look at that. where is your joy? Where is it leaking out? It's very important. That's your key right there to look for that. If you find that a connection, okay, like let's use finance for a minute. Oh, maybe I should, you know, save a little more than I'm spending, you know, look at the health, you know, look at where you are with that. It will have you address it because Venus likes financial abundance too, by the way. Yep. So it can work in that favor as well. The new moon coming in is about expansiveness. So like I said, if you're working with that energy of the heart chakra, heartfelt decisions, truly aligning with what feels right to your soul, that new moon, you're going to be ready to go. It's going to be very expansive as far as, wow, the sky's the limit with the opportunities rolling in. So earlier I said you could wait on decisions. It just depends on what you're working with, but not necessarily if you are ready to go and you really feel this energy with this moon. So over in, I love this group over there. They're sending love back and forth to each other. That's so beautiful. You guys are so lovey-dovey. That's awesome. Shadana's saying, I hope that means new love coming my way. Already sending love your way from David. Hi. And Candace could use some love too. Air mailed your way. Oh, I love it. Well, David, thank you. You're just keeping the love flowing in the group, and that's beautiful. I love that. I'm sending love to all of you because you guys are beautiful souls over there. Let's dive in with what Shamuel can help us with this new moon. Now, it's a Libra new moon. Okay. It's coming in on October 8th. Okay. Like I said, full of opportunity, expansive. So remember all that preset work for your foundation that Venus was doing and, you know, clearing out like, okay, yep, this is what I want to build on. Not this, not that. You want a strong foundation with those connections. This one is really going to highlight the fresh new start that you want. It's going to highlight the perspectives. Brand new, everything new, different, fresh. Don't be afraid to look at something brand new. Look at something you have never seen before, perspective-wise. Well, I've never thought of it that way. Oh my gosh, you know, completely eye-opening stuff. I love that. I kind of like that kind of stuff. But that new moon, that's the opportunity with that one. Okay, so if you're aligned with your heart, if you're aligned with your heart, okay, now you go, boom, the door's open, there's this expansion, you see things that were right underneath your nose from a completely different perspective, and then boom, there you go. So now, what else do we have coming up in the middle of that new moon? The 10-10, okay, you know, that's a numerology number, 10-10. I love 10-10. I've been getting that number all year. You know, I get a lot of 11s. I get a lot of 4s. I've been getting 10, 10. I'll get 11, 10, 10, 11, constant, those numbers. That's really good. New beginnings, brand new, fresh, all along. I mean, good stuff. That's all numerology. So let's see. Do we have anything else over there? Oh, we have another super chat from Candace. Thank you very much, Candace. That's so awesome. Oh, for the love. Thank you for supporting the show so much. We appreciate you too. And David's too cool. He's saying, I must figure out how to do that and how to change my pick. Yes, he has. Yeah, you do. Candace, help David out there, would you? His number is 222 all the time. Raven is saying she always has 555. Ooh, Raven, do you have a lot of change going on there or what? That's a big change number. And it's interesting that you use the Raven Wolf. Because ravens, they're kind of like associated with the fives. Did you realize that? Probably. You probably did. But, oh, no. Then she asked me, what does that mean? I saw that after I answered. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Raven or crow is very associated with the number five in change, big changes. Because a five is right in the middle. It's like, okay, turning point, change. Then it's tripled. So, you know. If it's doubled, okay, it's stronger than one single five. If it's tripled, that's even more. If it's four of them, you see what I mean? So, yeah, I kind of find that interesting because it's like your soul life, your whole, you're about changing things around you. You like different. I also feel you're here to be a catalyst for other people that want change, to let them know, hey, why not? Just do it. Go for it. We need people like that. We have a lot of people like that in the world today, but we do need that if we're going through a big transformative time, right? How cool is that, right? So there we go. So now let me finish up. I'm wrong. You know, all of a sudden I realize this is just not long enough. So when we get the group thing, guys, that I'm working on, we'll be able to do, this is my plan. So we're putting it together. It was a little bit involved to get that set up. But what we want to do is for those that want to, we're always going to have this show here, but for those that want a little more, we're going to kind of have like a clubhouse for the Gen Register show. The people that follow, watch, listen, this will be a closed group. You can be part of it or not. It's not going to change what we're doing here every Thursday. It'll be in addition to. We're going to have extra things in there. We're going to have, we might be doing where we can have more conversation beyond the 1 hour, more conversation about topics so you guys can connect. So you can have like, it's kind of like a clubhouse for you guys. I don't know what else to call it right now because we are working to get it, you know, in place. So I do want you to know that's still working on that. We have a lot that we're doing with that. We're going to have a lot more than that in there. Not just that, but we'll have some extra private, extra things in there. Some more live Q&As. We'll have more. We're going to do some meditation times. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. We're going to do things like that. So stay in the know with that. I'm going to let you know here in the show. I'm also letting everybody know in my newsletter that I send out on Wednesdays. That's where I'm really going to put the announcements out for stuff like that. This is just something in addition to what we do now because some people want more. So why not? Let's do it and have a good time with it. Okay, there's the name. There's start. Oh, you know what? Let's have a contest with that. What we're going to call that? The Gen Royster Club. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll figure that out. I love that. I love that. That's great. So let me finish this, okay? So I'm getting the little tap here. Kind of we have fun. This, I like that. I like this to be fun and light. Who wants to fall asleep while you're trying to grow spiritually, right? You want to, you know, remember back in the day and you're like, I had to listen and you just couldn't. Yeah, I'm not into that. I like it to be fun and light because I feel like that lifts our frequency and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So here we go. Here's the thing with that full moon, or not the full moon. How did I go to the full moon? Oh, that's on the 24th. I'm so sorry. We're talking about the new moon. So the new moon with the lighter, go get a momentum, okay? Expansive. Think big. Think, oh, wow, the sky's the limit. All these ideas of, oh, my gosh, it just keeps going on and on and on, and you're seeing that you could build onto this, onto this, onto this. That is what you're looking for with that. Now, what that does is it lines you up for the full moon that comes in on the 24th. And the full moon, that's in Taurus, the tenacity one. Oh, yes. That one is a building and the relationships and the, you know, making it all come into formation. I absolutely love this month of October. It's really got great energy. Now, some of you, what I want to say is some of you might be feeling those emotions intense. What I want to point out with the things that I'm bringing up that are coming in and trickling in throughout the month are what you want to put your mind on. You're going to feel the emotions. You're going to feel what scares you, what makes you sad, what makes you feel stressed. So you can take some, so you can do something about it. How are you going to know what is blocking you if it's not showing you what needs to go away? Or you need to seal it up, you need to lock it down, you need to say, claim it back, whatever it is you're going to do. When we start that group, guys. I'm excited about it. I really am. I've just thought about it for a long time, but I want to put it together right. I want it to be done well, and I'm hoping I can get it out in the next couple of weeks. So bear with me, guys, on that. The technology, just making it all work with my setup. But, you know, we want to get together because when you have a connection, and it's perfect timing with what we're talking about with connections. I want that group, for those that want to do it, to be where we can gather like-minded people together. We can connect. We can meditate together. We can put out energy together. We can put out love together. We can strengthen each other. And in, you know, we're not going to have this, you know, it's just going to, I'm going to be funny about that. It's not going to get bogged down with a bunch of negativity. It's going to be a place where you can get away from that in the world. That's what we want. That's what my intention is. So I'm just putting it out there right now. We're not going to tolerate that. Because we have enough of that. We don't need that. We want our little escape place. And it's going to be a retreat. Oh, wait. I saw that, didn't I? A retreat. Where did I see that? I thought somebody said that. No, they said the recharge room. They're putting out names for the group. I love that. You guys, it's going to be for you. So think about what you want to call it. I love that. Love that. Love that. It is so awesome. And if the show ends, you can keep putting them in the comments right under the show if you want. That's fine because I'll go through and we'll take down and we'll put that list out and we'll just see what happens. Maybe we'll put out, I'll put together a poll and everybody can vote on what they want for the name after we get a few ideas. Okay. This is a group effort. I love it. Now, when the full moon comes in, guys, with Venus being the ruler of the heart, okay? Don't forget, toward the end, she's also going to be highlighting at the end with that full moon at the end of the month. That's when finances would be highlighted a little bit more. Like, okay, let's get your pennies counted. Let's get them in the bank. Let's get this organized because we want abundance in our life. So you see, there's so much opportunity here. It's just going to flow and flow and flow. Shamuel is saying, do not let it overwhelm you. As soon as you start feeling like that, or you feel like it's just getting to you too much, or you're starting to get stressed out by it or anything of that, please know that he is right there. I usually see this calm, like I said earlier, I'm going to remind you, I see this calm, beautiful, kind of like a pale yellow. It's a very soft yellow and it's very soothing and it feels warm and it just settles you down. You can close your eyes and just ask him to shower you with that. Then take a couple of minutes, slow down, and then you'll be able to see clearly what you need to do. And then you'll be able to get right back up and get right back in the game. This isn't about quitting. This is about going steady, strong, with focus, one step at a time. That's what Shamuel does. He brings you through, kind of lighting up. Okay, let's focus here. All right, let's get that lined up. I'm actually going to be working with Shamuel as well to get this thing organized for this group, because this group is going to be fantastic for all of us, including me. You guys lift me just as, gosh, I don't know. I think you lift me more, honestly. I do. I think you do, because there's such a good energy that we're collecting. This is already collecting. I just felt chills all over me, like in a good way. Energy vibes. Who's sending energy vibes? I know that I was. Oh, my gosh. Who's doing that? Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, they're over there just, they're just sharing love and they're just having a great time over there. And I think that's absolutely beautiful. You guys are amazing. Now, remember, if you're not on the newsletter, I'll announce it here. You don't have to be on the newsletter. I don't like to send out a lot of newsletters. I don't like to have 50 messages myself in my box. I like to send out one a week and everything's going to be in it. So you do want to read through it. You know, they don't recommend that. I'm kind of going against the grain that marketing tells you. They say send something out separate for everything. I honestly don't want to do that because that doesn't feel right to me. I don't want to bug you with all that. I send one out on Wednesdays that will have the show announcement. It'll have the group announcements when we got that going on. It'll have any kind of classes or anything we have going on. Okay? It'll have anything that we have going on in the one email. That's just how I feel about it. So if that doesn't work for you, you don't have to be on it at all. But that's something that can get you the information. At least you know you'll get it. It'll be right in your inbox. Now, anything else? Because we are about to go off the air. I've got like 1 minute. Anything else over in chat? It's like, they're just going and going. Wow, beautiful stuff here. You guys are beautiful. Man, I can't wait to get this together. You guys have got me inspired. Okay, I'm asking Samuel to help me with that today. I've been a madhouse. Skyla is saying I've been a madhouse. Definitely need to take time to step back. The chaos is helping me practice it, but still I am not enjoying it too much. LOL. We hear you loud and clear. And I'm going to tell you what, this group will lift you up because they've been doing that. You know, Samuel's going to work for you, Skyla. Absolutely. I think that Samuel is going to help all of us in ways that we haven't even seen yet this month. So I can't wait to see what unfolds for everybody. And I can't wait to hear what's happening with you guys. And if you feel like you're getting in over your head or you just need that calm down or snap out of it, we're going to have a group coming up for that. If not, come here and hang out with these guys because they're just so beautiful. We are out of time, guys. I got to go and I love you all. So don't forget, ask Samuel to help you with the October energy. This is going to be a big game changer. I love you all. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.